With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line is Odyssey NBA insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Love any chance we get to talk to him, pick his brain, especially as we lead into this draft and especially after what the Grizzlies did yesterday. So let's make him the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
So, Ryan, how about what the Grizzlies did yesterday? Parting ways with a very impactful player, certainly for them, in Jonas Valanciunas, and getting the chance, among other things, to move up to 10, trading Jonas to the New Orleans Pelicans and adding a first-rounder for next year that they got from the Lakers. What did you think of what the Grizzlies did yesterday?
Well, I give Memphis a lot of credit for taking a long-term perspective. They were obviously a playoff team a year ago. They made great strides for a young team to win their way into the playoffs through the play-in tournament and then compete with Utah in the first round. So I give them a credit because I think in the short term this may cause the franchise to take a step back in terms of wins and losses. But I do think it's the right long-term move. Valanciunas was a key player for them. He's their best big man. He's also eligible for an extension, so I think that factored into it as well.
Yep.
And then, moving up in the draft, in my opinion, there's a different caliber of players in the 10 range as compared to the 17 range, and then picking up a future first is always a good thing to do. So kudos to Zach Kleiman and the staff in Memphis. Again, it may hurt the team in the short term because of Valanciunas' value on the court, but long term, I think this is a good move for the franchise.
Is it a good move for New Orleans? Ryan, real quick, we've spent most of the majority of the time, and rightfully so, on the Memphis side of this, but what do you think of it for New Orleans? Does it fix their issues? Do you like Jonas and Zion together?
Well, I don't love it. I mean, I think they'll struggle to protect the rim to some extent. I think the biggest difference, a couple different factors here, looking at it from New Orleans' front office perspective. Valanciunas is a better player than Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe. He's added the floor spacing ability as his career's gone on. Adams in particular, you know, the rumors are he's been working on his shot this offseason, but that's not one of his strengths.
Right.
He has not been a guy who can score away from the rim. So I think that, you know, the theory for New Orleans is it helps Zion, but this is a short-term move for the Pelicans. Keep in mind, they hired Stan Van Gundy less than a year ago. Now Stan is out, and they have a new head coach in New Orleans and Willie Green, a talented assistant who did an excellent job with the Phoenix Suns, but is a first-time head coach. So this is a win-now move for New Orleans. They were aggressive in upgrading their team. So I think, you know, they better win. Again, they did this move not for the future, to try to win now. And Valanciunas and their additional cap flexibility, which is a big part of it as well for the Pelicans, I think they'll use that space to try to chase a big free agent, whether it's Kyle Lowry or somebody like that.
Yeah.
New Orleans wants to be a lot better next season.
Ryan, do you think if you're the Grizzlies who have moved up from 17 to 10 and you make the point that the chances of getting someone that's really impactful, they improve the more you go up. Obviously, we understand that. Do you think it's worth it for them, the Grizzlies, who now have, I think it's 6 picks, first-rounders, Ryan, over the next 3 years? You've got some bigger – do you think it's worth it for them, whatever you have to use to get there, I don't need to go through the list, to try to move up even more, whether that's to a 7 with Golden State? We've seen that reported, speculated, everything else, that the Grizzlies might be looking to go up again. Is it worth it, Ryan? I mean, I'm sure you've got a guy that you're looking at for Grizzlies at 10. We all sort of do and have circled. Maybe you've got many options. But is it worth it even more cashing in and trying to go up again? What do you think? Would you be aggressive in sort of that approach?
Yeah, I personally think there's a drop-off after the mid-lottery in that 6-7 range.
Uh-huh.
So if you can get into the top 6 in particular, I think you'd be in good shape. But that's all, eye of the beholder. older, and that's why the way most teams do their draft boards is with tiers. And the theory with tiers is there are certain groupings of players who are relatively close, and then there's a drop-off between the next tier, and that's why just about every team in the league, at least as one of their pre-draft exercises, will do it that way. So I think if they stay in that 10 slot, you know, looking at potentially guys like James Bouknight, the guard from UConn, Franz Wagner, the power forward from Michigan, we'll see if Jonathan Kuminga, the talented wing from the G League Ignite, is still there. Moses Moody, who I'm sure some of your listeners know well, played at Arkansas, and others in that range. And then if you move up into the mid-lottery, depending on how high they can get, you know, maybe that's for a Davion Mitchell. I'm not sure they'd be able to get quite high enough to get into the top five to get a Jalen Suggs or Scotty Barnes or somebody like that. So, you know, there are a lot of possibilities. You know, consolidation with their draft assets is an option, but I think they'll find it difficult to crack the very top of this draft, especially the top four or five picks. From what I'm hearing, the teams who are drafting in the top five are putting a premium on those pick slots.
What do you think of a potential Moses Moody Grizzlies fit? Do you like Moses anywhere? Do you like it especially with the Grizzlies? If he were the pick for the Grizzlies at 10, and some have him higher, what do you think of that potential fit?
Yeah, I have Moses right around that range, that late lottery range, 10 to 14 slotted in there. I like his ability to make shots. He's got good length. I thought he defended a little bit. You know, he's a young player, a freshman at Arkansas, but there's some talent there. So, you know, he's a little younger than the guys the Grizz have drafted over the past couple of years, but, you know, it's good to get a guy who can make shots. I mean, that's super important in today's NBA for any franchise, but especially that franchise because they have such a dynamite shot creator in Ja Morant. Moses Moody is a young player, just 19 years old, 1 year in the SEC at Arkansas. But, yeah, I think he's one of the guys squarely in that range. You know, he can shoot it. He can rebound the ball fairly well for a wing. And, you know, has the good measurables as well. He measured with great length of the combine, close to a 7'1 wingspan and an 8'9 standing reach. So a lot of teams are high on Moses Moody. And if he doesn't go 10 to Memphis, I'm guessing he doesn't last that long as we approach the late lottery.
Why does it feel like Davion Mitchell is sliding, Ryan?
I don't know. And I'm glad you asked me that question because I don't understand it. I think what teams would tell you is what they're concerned about is that he is older. He's an older player. We mentioned Memphis hasn't been scared
of
drafting older players, and they've done very well with that. But the thought generally, historically, if you study it, that the older players have less upside. There's probably less downside, too. There's less maybe of a bust risk with an older player. But Davion Mitchell will turn 23 years old coming up in September. He started at Auburn and then transferred to Baylor. And he didn't measure great. Now, again, this is not the decathlon. I remind executives of that. He only measured 6'1 and a quarter in shoes with a 6'4 wingspan. So he's not super big. He's not super long. But what I would encourage any NBA executive to do who's in Davion Mitchell's range or Davion Mitchell may be available in their range is to go back and watch the film of this kid from Baylor. Look at how good he was on both ends of the court, especially the defensive end, because I have this guy ranked as a mid-lottery grade. I have him at 6th on my draft board, and I think if he's there at 10, he'd be a great pick for the Grizzlies. And if he goes beyond that, I would think and hope that teams would be scrambling to try to get into the very end of the lottery to take this kid, because I think he's going to be a big-time player.
How much have you, and I'm with you on Davion, I'm with you completely, I think folks are sleeping on him at this point. They've talked themselves out of it, and it's ridiculous. How much have you been able to study Josh Giddey? I ask you because Gavoni in his most recent one put that for the Grizzlies. He's got Giddey going to the Grizzlies at 10. I know 6'9 playmaker, some questions about right now, obviously the shooting and defense. Well, I mean, you can't wait to develop everything. What do you think about Giddey as a prospect and then potentially how it would work with the Grizzlies?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the fit with Memphis. I think Josh Giddey, the Australian who played for Adelaide 36ers down in the Australian League, he's a big point guard, in my opinion. He's a skilled ball handler. Yeah. Now, I guess the thought is maybe can he play a secondary playmaking role like Joe Ingles has for the Utah Jazz. Obviously, Utah in the backcourt, who has Mike Connolly, who's hitting free agency now, and your listeners know very well in Memphis, and Donovan Mitchell, and then you know, Ingles is the third playmaker off of those guys. Could Giddey do that? But I don't love the feel. I don't love the fit for a team like Memphis. I love the fit for a team that needs a skilled ball handler who can create space with the dribble at 6'8 and has some passing creativity. Because Josh Giddey's not a great shooter. I mean, he just shot 29% from three and 69% from the free throw line in the Australian League. So I do think this is a guy who's almost certainly going to go in the lottery or certainly the first half of the first round. But I like the fit on other teams beside the Grizzlies better than I like the fit in Memphis. Memphis alongside Ja Morant.
Agree with you 100% again on that one. All right, saw where Woj, in addition to reporting that Grizzlies news yesterday, reported too that Detroit isn't set quite yet. And you wonder, I do at least, how much of this is smoke or not. Or is it just the flat-out truth, whether it's Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, or Evan Mobley at number one? I've been sort of operating on the premise for a long time now that it's going to be Cade Cunningham. Would it be for you, Ryan? Would this still be a question at this point for you? Is Cade Cunningham the guy? What do you think happens there at one for Detroit?
Well, great question. Let me answer it a couple different ways as someone who's been in a front office mm-hmm. and had the number one pick in the draft in 2018. It benefits you as a franchise to have people think you may pick a couple different players because of trade offers, right?
Yes.
You want as
yes.
many good trade offers as possible. If everybody in the world knows, they don't think, but if they know, if they get confirmation as best they can mm-hmm. that Cade Cunningham is going to go number one to Detroit and they're thinking about trading up, well, then they start talking to Houston at number two because they know Jalen Green
absolutely.
And Evan Mobley and some of these other guys are going to be there at two. So I think that's part of it. But the other big part of it, I strongly feel this way, is this is not a runaway year with a LeBron James or an Anthony Davis or somebody who's so much better than the pack. I like Cade Cunningham, but I also really like Jalen Green. I think Jalen Green from the G League Ignite, it's one of the top high school players in the country. A year ago, he went into the G League and really scored well. He shot 36%. Keep in mind, he's shooting from the NBA three-point line.
Yes.
This is a real explosive athlete, creates separation from his defender. So for me, it's close between those two guys. I like Evan Mobley as well, but I have him third. So you hope to have the decision made by now. My guess is Detroit actually knows who they're picking, and I'm with you. I think it will likely be Cunningham. But if it's close, you maybe have some last-second meetings about it. More than anything, you want to drum up trade value to see if somebody blows you away with a godfather offer for the number one pick.
It sounds like to me that at least for folks that are thinking, or Detroit folks or whatever, that are expecting him to come in, Cade Cunningham, that is, of him coming in to be Luka, that you kind of, they're going to be disappointed, that you think.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Yeah,
I don't say it. Now, that being said, I mean, Luka's
one
of the best starts
yes.
To a career in NBA history.
But a lot of comparisons he's, I'm sure you've seen, though, to him for Cade. I'm with
yeah,
you. It's not,
I mean, here's the difference. Here's the main difference for me.
Mm-hmm.
Checking my notes on Cade Cunningham, he averaged 3.4 assists in 35 minutes per game at Oklahoma State, despite having the ball in his hands a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I get, he's a bigger wing
yes.
with great size and a good body. He rebounds well. He can get defensive rebounds and push the ball in transition like Luka. But that, otherworldly passing ability and vision that Luka has, that Ja Morant has to some extent, I haven't seen that with mm-hmm. Cade Cunningham. And now, that doesn't mean he can't develop it or be a really good player, but I don't think this guy is going to come in and dominate the league, especially with his passing ability after averaging 3.4 assists, playing almost the full game at Oklahoma State.
And then I suppose how tuned in, and I think, with what this front office here with the Grizzlies has done, I think most would be anyway, but they've got that 40 pick now. They go from 51 to 40 as well. I know, obviously, if you're sitting on, what the Grizzlies have got, you're excited about that, you feel like you've got a good shot at getting something there. Is there a guy around that range, Ryan, around that 40 range that you like for the Grizzlies, or that you think could be impactful in the coming years, even down that low?
Yeah, I mean, a guy I think will be gone by then that I think is undervalued. I've seen him late first or early second round in some of the mock drafts, is Ayo Dosunmu, the guard out of Illinois.
Yes, sir.
I watched him play for the Illini. I thought he was a pretty good two-way player. Put up great numbers, 20 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds a game, and really led the Illini, the number one seed in the NCAA tournament. I think he'll be gone by 40. My guess is, again, he slots in the second half of the first round or earlier in the
yeah.
second round. One guy to keep your eye on that I've liked all year, he quote-unquote rose in the pre-draft process, especially at the combine, is another guard, Jason Preston out of Ohio.
Yes.
Played for the Bobcats, small college player, really did everything in college, averaged about 15 points, 7.5 rebounds, 7 assists. The knock with him is his body, is he strong enough, is he athletic enough, but this kid really knows how to play the game, and I think if you're Memphis, you're looking for a backup point guard who could be potentially better than that. I like taking a swing at Jason Preston, who slots in, at least in the mock drafts, right around that 40th pick range.
Ryan, thank you so much for these, especially leading us into this draft. You've made us all smarter down here in Memphis. Can't tell you how much we appreciate your time, Ryan.
Anytime. I've enjoyed it. And if the Grizz make another move or next week in free agency, I'm always happy to come back on and talk with you.
Can't wait to ask you about it, brother. Thank you, Ryan. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider Calls brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gas. We know life is busy, So come to Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.